I also think, you know, it's nice to have a little friend in the kitchen sometimes. You know, you have a house full of people. You
yeah.
can say to, like, one other person, like, hey, would you do me a favor and help me out in the kitchen? And then
yeah,
you get
that's
extra...
when you and I are different. I'm like, you cross that line, I'm cutting you. This is going to change your life.
Pull up a chair. The kitchen is open.
Oh, it's so good.
With Clinton Kelly, Carla Hall, and Michael Simon.
You better shut your face.
Let's dig in.
Oh, this is so much fun. Chewed
up. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chewed Up. I am Clinton Kelly, here with my partners in chaos, Carla Hall and Michael Simon. You know the drill around here. We talk. We cook. Occasionally, we stay on topic. But today, the topic is one we cannot, like, really forget about
yeah.
and go off, veer away from, because it's the day before Thanksgiving, right? There are people in this country right now who are so stressed out.
Yeah.
They're freaking out. And we just want to say to you, chill out. We got
chill.
Covered. It's all going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Carla's making something today. It's a turkey for, like, 20 people, right?
It's a turkey for two.
Oh, right. Okay.
Remember, okay, Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving, I'm having a husbandgiving.
I love it.
It's going to be me and Matthew, and I want to show people that you can still be festive by doing something small. So instead of a whole turkey, or instead of a turkey breast, instead of a chicken, I'm doing turkey scallopini with a cranberry gastric. It is basically a vinegary cranberry, like
sweet and sour sauce.
All right, so I'm gonna make that really quickly. I'm gonna show you how super easy it is. Cranberries, boom. Red wine vinegar, boom. We have a little bit of honey. So the vinegar is my sour, the honey is my sweet, and then you have the tartness from the cranberries, boom. And then I have a little bit of chili flakes, boom. And I'll add just a pinch of salt. That is gonna cook down,
boom.
And then boom. Boom, 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 boom. And then I'm gonna strain it, and that's gonna be our sauce. It's super, super simple, and I love cranberries. Look, if you're using the can, maybe you wanna get the whole cranberry sauce and put some vinegar in it. I'm just saying, we can do it for you.
What's the OJ for? Is that the finish?
Oh, thank you. Yes, it is the finish.
Lucky guess.
Yes, oh, and a little bit of orange. If you want this to be ginger, you can do that too. Boom.
Right. So it's almost like in Italian, it would be like agrodolce, almost. You know, gastrique, agrodolce, similar.
Yeah.
Same church, different pew.
Super, super simple. All right, so I'm gonna turn that up. That is gonna, the cranberries will pop. And it's just super easy. But I think sometimes people do get stressed out.
Yeah.
What's the thing that stresses you out the most, like in doing the Thanksgiving dinner?
You know what, I gotta admit, it's my favorite holiday.
Yeah.
And as long as, that's why we wrote the little, you know, a little grid on, obviously everybody's cooking different things. So just a basic grid of go shopping, do this, do that. I find actually the grocery shopping for holidays, not in general. In general, I like grocery shopping. For holidays, it tends to get me stressed because everybody in the store is stressed.
Yes.
And they're almost all looking for the same things.
Yes.
So, like, you, like, go to grab the turkey, and they're like, that's my turkey! You know, like, I'm like, oh, God. Okay, you can have that one. I'll just go get this one over here. So, like, the shopping part makes me a little stressed, so I try to do that a couple days before, get it done, because the closer you get to the day, the more stressed your fellow shoppers are.
Yeah.
But Thanksgiving Day, I'm not stressed at all because I did most of my prep, and I'm just finishing stuff up and kind of rolling through the day and looking forward to everybody coming over. I have football on. We have a little TV in the kitchen. I watch the games. I get it.
Do they have football on Thanksgiving?
Oh, every year.
You're not watching the parade and watching all the Broadway shows?
They have parades on Thanksgiving. But, I mean, Thanksgiving for your husband's a big day. Because the one team that always plays on Thanksgiving is the Detroit Lions, and Matthew's from Detroit. So, like, I know he never misses a Thanksgiving.
He never misses a game, and he's all into it. I've seen more football since we've been married than I have in my entire life. And I could say that even in the first month of marriage.
Yeah.
Yes. And we got married in April. Anything stresses you out, Clinton?
I used to get stressed out on Thanksgiving. I was like, everything needs to be hot all at the same time. And I'm like, and then all of a sudden I was like, you know what? It's all going to be fine. The bird's going to rest for a couple of hours. It's going to be just fine as long as the gravy is hot. This is my new mantra on Thanksgiving. As long as the gravy is hot, it's all going to be okay.
Hot gravy.
That part.
Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I also think, too, that sometimes we get messed up about what it's all about. Like,
yes.
To me, that holiday is about being at a table with friends and family, totally. People that you love,
yes.
having a great time. Yeah. You know, chances are your Thanksgiving, if you put a little bit of effort into it, it's going to be one of the best Thanksgiving people have ever had. No one's judging your food unless you have a bed. Like, start looking for new friends and family if they are. It's just, it's about getting together with people that you care about, breaking bread, sharing some laughs.
Totally agree. Which is also, this is why, Carla, I like that you're having husband Thanksgiving. It's like, just be thankful that, you know, you've been so busy lately. But, like, just be thankful that you have a beautiful home to come home to. You got somebody who loves you. Like, be thankful.
Life is good.
I mean, really.
Tell us what you're doing.
Let me catch you up. Yeah, so I took a turkey breast, and the same way that you did back and when we first started this show, probably 27 episodes ago, you did the pork and you did the scallopini. So from a turkey breast, I just cut thin pieces. I pounded them in between plastic, and I did that ahead. I seasoned the turkey scallopini. I seasoned some flour, and I'm going to go in the pan with some oil, neutral oil, and I'm just going to sort of cook these babies. So that's what I've done so far. Let's see. No?
Not quite.
No, nope, not quite. Okay.
Well, all right. Well, we're waiting for that to heat up a little bit. Let's just refer to Michael's little drawing that he did yesterday.
I don't know what happened.
Little drawing.
As I think I was my angle. As we continued to go, I got more and more crooked. I was either falling asleep or...
And on Thursday, what do you think related to?
You know, I had one too many senoritas in between shows.
It works,
no
y'all.
Such thing.
It works.
Yes. Is there anything... All right. We left off, you know, when the bird is resting, cook the sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there, at that point, it's really just carve. Like,
so
you can carve while the sides are still in the
oven.
Yeah,
so what I do, like, to give into a little more detail for those watching, like, you know, obviously the turkey is going to take several hours to cook. When the turkey comes out to rest, you have an hour to cook everything else.
Yeah.
Depending on what you're making. So that's when you get those things in the oven. You put your stuffing in, which is going to take about, you know, 30 to 45 minutes. For me, Pabst corn pudding takes about 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. The mashed potatoes have already been cooking on the thing. Your little trick of keeping them warm, you could do that, but at that point you could rice them and mash them. As it's resting. Your gravy's already made the day before.
Right.
As the turkey's resting, you pour off the drippings for the pan into the gravy, whisk those in. So all that is done. And then you get all that laid out. After the turkey has rested the proper amount of time, you carve it up, put it on the platter, bring your gravy to a simmer,
mm-hmm.
and serve it on the side. I'll usually put some gravy on the base of the platter too and top that with the turkey.
Oh, that's a nice idea. Yeah. I also think, you know, it's nice to have a little friend in the kitchen sometimes. You know, you have a house full of people. You
can
say to, like, one other person, like, hey, would you do me a favor and help me out in the kitchen? Usually that person is that, like, social anxiety. You know, it's like, they'll be so happy to just be you and them in the kitchen. And then you get
that's when you and I are different. I'm like, you cross that line, I'm cutting you. When Liz's dad was alive, and I loved Liz's father so much, but he would always get there. Like, say we said five, everyone show up at five. Guarantee Russ Sanderson is there at 4.
No.
And it became like a game with him and I after, like, you know, Liz and I have been together so long, where he'd start like, I'm gonna, like, and he would just start plucking stuff. Like,
no,
if I had the turkey resting before I ever got the carve in that thing, that wing was gone.
Oh, right.
He'd like, wait till I turn around, bust it off a wing and scoot it out. Like, it became a funny game. So, like, I'm very obviously comfortable and fast in the kitchen. So I have the whole plan in my head.
Yeah.
So I just want to do my plan and everybody stay out till I get my plan done and then we could have fun.
I like a little kitchen buddy for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, kitchen buddy's like, not a bad.
Because Damon is out. Usually what happens is when it's, you know, comes to crunch time, he's just making sure everybody knows where they're going to be sitting, have their drinks filled.
Right.
Yada, yada. Then I'm like, hey, why don't you and me just
kitchen
help me do
buddy.
This? Kitchen
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, I love a kitchen buddy. I think also you have to plan what things that kitchen buddy is going to do. You need to already have that in your head.
100%.
Yeah,
100%.
Right?
Yes.
So those things you leave to that person, because when somebody's like, what do you want me to do? Can I help you? That is more stressful than anything.
Totally.
So just have those things ready.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. How's that Earl looking?
All right, let me see this Earl. Let me just take a little flour. It's on, but it's a big pan on a small little burner.
Here, wait, you stay there,
big
Carla.
Big pan on a small burner. Michael, I thought you would sing that song.
Yeah, let's go over there.
Fat guy in a little coat.
You love that.
We'll come back over here to do this. By the way, so the gastric is doing great. Those little popping noises, those are the cranberries popping. You know what Martha Stewart would do to tell you to not, so that you didn't have that popping of the cranberries so the skins will be intact?
What?
She said, take a pin and pierce every cranberry.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure she had somebody for that.
I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Best Seller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
All right. If you are laughing, drooling, or yelling at us through your screen right now,
then you're one of us, and we love you for it.
So don't just watch in silence. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube or follow wherever you're listening.
Yeah, that way you don't miss when Clinton starts another bread and cheese crusade.
Okay, or when Michael burns something on purpose.
Oh, whatever. It's called Flavor Clinton.
Mm-hmm. Subscribe, follow, tell a friend, whatever it takes.
More chaos, more comfort food every week on Chewed Up.
You know, it's officially holiday season when the gravy's bubbling, the playlist is blasting, and I'm praying that nothing sticks to the pan.
That's why in the Chewed Up kitchen, we're using Caraway, all non-toxic cookware that actually behaves. Even heating, easy cleanup, no scary coatings. And right now they're doing their big holiday sale up to 20% off everything.
Yeah, and those new walnut and maple butcher blocks, gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. No microplastics, no guilt, just real food, real flavor.
Cook cleaner, eat better, stress less with Caraway.
And right now the holidays are closer than ever, so get their gift or yours in time.
Visit carawayhome.com/chewedup. To take advantage of this limited time offer for up to 20% off your next purchase.
Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern.
So I'm gonna go back here. You all talk amongst yourselves. Pretend like I'm your kitchen buddy.
Okay, all right, I will.
Actually, before you get, why don't we just do some fan mail?
Oh, let's just fan mail.
Three, well,
two, one. You got fan mail.
Look out, it's fan mail, fan mail. You guys, I want to see if it works on TV, but this is Katie. Remember Katie that used to work with me?
Yeah,
Katie,
of course.
Obviously. So Katie used to like to moonwalk, and she goes, no one looks at your feet. It's all in the hands. So as long as you're doing the hands, everybody thinks you're moonwalking.
Especially
so now for the dance move, from now on, I'm going to.
That's great life advice, right? All right,
good?
Let's get some fan mail questions in.
Carla cooking.
All right. What are your least favorite and favorite side dishes for Thanksgiving? Asks at Award Steers 2X.
My favorite is my Pabst, that corn pudding. Mm-hmm. Like that's, it just brings back childhood memories, puts me in a happy place. That or stuffing. My two favorites.
Yeah, stuffing is 100% my favorite thing about Thanksgiving because I don't have that any other time of the year except on Thanksgiving.
Dressing, I mean, same thing, but from a different place. Yeah. Dressing is my favorite. It's my absolute favorite. My least favorite would have to be some kind of a 7-layer dip that I had once.
Oh, God.
And one of the layers is mayonnaise.
Tragic.
That is my least favorite.
Okay.
And if somebody whips out a box of box potatoes,
oh,
not my favorite.
I'm leaving.
But I'm not gonna yuck your yum.
I'm yucking the yum. I'm leaving. You know what my least favorite is actually, and this is gonna sound terrible, the turkey.
I love the stuffing.
I love my popcorn pudding, mashed potatoes. We always have a ham. I love a ham.
Matthew loves a ham.
Like the turkey. I love turkey. I'm fine with it. But it's. I'm not as excited about it as I am the other stuff.
Totally agree with you, right?
Yeah.
I'm so all about the sides and the gravy. And
all about the sides.
Yeah. All right. All right. We're all in agreement there. What is the difference between a measuring cup and handheld measuring scoops?
Measuring cup and handheld measuring scoops. One's a cup and scoops. I don't understand the question.
I don't know. Let's have to ask Katrina L. what she means by that. What's the difference between a measuring cup?
Well, I mean, like a measuring cup, people usually use to measure volume, and a scoop or liquid, and a scoop is usually
for the dry.
That's how I think of it.
Okay.
Would you agree with that, Carla?
But a measuring scoop.
I think you're saying like a quart container or a
the
scoop.
Cup. You know how
the dry measure or wet?
Yeah, I think the clear quart, whatever, is wet, and the cup and tablespoon and stuff is dry.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm glad we figured that out. Somebody wants to know, Carla, what is the best way to toast nuts when you get easily distracted?
Have you ever tried toasting nuts in the microwave?
No.
It works.
I don't believe you. Easily distract
nuts,
you.
Okay. The reason that the microwave works when you're easily distracted because it turns itself off. Okay. That part. You can actually toast your nuts like 1 minute increments. Yeah.
Really? And they come out with that sort of brown, toasty flavor to them?
You have to move them around. Okay. You have to move them around.
Still not buying a microwave.
Yeah, I don't have one.
That's fine.
Okay.
Fan mail.
Some of these other ones are ones that we answered already. Since we're close to Thanksgiving, would you give your best tips for prepping the meal of the big day? I'm cooking for 12 this year and very excited. What to make ahead? We already did that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. That's all the fan mail.
Okay. Nick is very self. He came to us before the show today, and there were, I'm telling you, 10,000 fan mail things.
Yeah.
He gave you two.
Yeah. Which had questions we've already answered. But now you know what to do with your nuts.
Nick. I'm going to put Nick in the microwave. Like, I mean, come on. Nick, what happened? You said, I'll look through them and find good ones. You found two in 10,000? There were still only two in their last episode. Oh, my God.
Oh, Nick, it's a good thing you're such a lovable bear.
Yes. Our teddy bear.
I get so embarrassed.
Carla, tell us what you're doing.
All right, y'all. So I went to the back burner.
This is still kind of, this is on.
Is it on?
I think you're okay.
So I'm coming back up here. I'm just going to wipe out this pan because this is why I love the caraway, the nonstick. You can literally wipe out everything and it comes so clean. Are you seeing that wipe out? What?
What?
You know, the one thing.
I have these pans at home. They're so good.
The other thing that I do, like, as you guys know, I use a lot of, like, not nonstick pans.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, this one, it's obviously safe to use. But I like that the coating is light.
Yeah.
You could still see caramelization.
Oh, yes.
That's a good point.
And exactly.
That black base pan where you it's hard to read what's going on in the pan.
I agree.
So here's my turkey. I took my turkey out of the pan. I poured off all the excess grease. I'm adding in some butter. And then I am going to add in my sage to do a little brown butter sage action. And I will put in the turkey scallopini back in here. And then we'll plate. What I'm doing.
For example, though, you could see the brown butter.
Yes, exactly. You can see the brown butter because when it's dark, you can't see when things get.
Right.
When they get dark. So I'm just gonna turn over. I have the fresh sage leaves and the butter. I'm turning them over. I'm letting them get a little crisp.
I don't know if you want some orange.
Oh, yes.
There, but
take that to stop that cooking. Thank you. So we just add a little bit of orange juice, fresh orange juice in here.
You want this in there too?
Sure, really, why not? That'd be nice. Yum. All right, so we smell that sage. I love sage.
Oh, me too.
Sage is, I love the color. I love the the flavor. I
love just, when it gets crunchy a little bit in the pan too. So good. I just realized, Nick, I probably ruined this for future episodes. The official Chewed Up fan mail envelope.
Let it be known, Clinton threw the tantrum.
Oh, you know what? While you're doing that, you guys mentioned Martha Stewart before. I have a Martha Stewart story. I did a commercial years ago, and Martha and I were both in this commercial. And early in the morning, we had call times, and Martha came in with her own eggs for, like, you know, like when you're shooting a commercial or something, they have the, you know, breakfast buffet for you. They'll cook eggs to order and stuff like that. And they said to her, Ms. Stewart, would you like some eggs for breakfast? And she whips out her own basket of eggs and says, yes, but make with these. These are good eggs. Now, this was like 20 years ago, and I was like, oh my God, she's crazy. She brought her own eggs. Let me tell you right now, no. I would bring my own eggs 100%. 100%.
Martha is like, I've known her for a long time, and she's obviously tough.
Yeah.
But like, not much of what she says, like she says, I feel what a lot of people want to say, but they just edit.
Correct.
Yeah, right.
She just lets it rip.
Right.
You know, like I remember one time I was doing a show with her, and she said, Michael, I've seen all these lovely pictures of your garden. When are you going to have me over to see your garden? And I said, Martha, I don't know if I could ever have you to see my garden. Like it, if it's not perfect, you know, I go, what if there's a weed or two? And she like didn't even miss a beat. She goes, Michael, why would there be weeds in your garden? Like, she didn't even like, so like well, what are you talking about?
Weeds.
Why would you put weeds in there?
Yeah, why would you have that?
There's a beautiful, there's just, I think too, like she got beat up a little bit here, you know, but now people like realize it's Martha's just Martha.
Yeah.
And take it or leave it.
Right, you know.
I love Martha and Snoop together too.
Oh,
that
God,
whole Martha Snoop thing just—I
never watched any of that.
Oh my God, it's hilarious! Yeah, like one time Snoop was like going on and on and on, and she goes, everybody thinks Snoop's so tough. I'm the one that's done time.
That's hilarious. Chewed up.
Sometimes you don't feel like having a drink with alcohol when you're out with friends.
That's where Casa Mara Club comes in. They make these beautiful botanical leisure sodas, but without the booze.
They've got flavors inspired by travel, coastal citrus, alpine herbs, and even a little ginger. All bubbly and refreshing.
Thank you, Casa Mara Club, for keeping us happy sipping in the kitchen.
To find out more, go to CasaMaraClub.com.
You may have noticed some of the boards and plates we're using. Those are all from Frontgate, including some for my very own collection.
They've got everything from outdoor furniture to decor to entertaining essentials, all made with quality, comfort, and style in mind.
And since most of it is designed in-house, you can't find their pieces anywhere else.
Frontgate, thanks for making our spread look so good.
For more information, go to frontgate.com.
All right, I'm sorry.
Oh, Carla.
This looks fantastic.
That looks like something out of a 5-star restaurant.
Yeah, y'all, I am so excited. Let me get a little wipe up here. I am so excited about this. Seriously.
I'm excited, too.
And on this board, I put the scallopini on the board. I just put the gastric to the side. You have your little sauce. You can put as much or as little as you want.
You want me to cut up your...
Yes, please.
I'll take your picture.
Is this the same exact board that we're giving away, or are we giving away a different one?
Oh, no, slightly used board. That's fantastic. No, this board used on the chew.
This is
chewed up.
In case you don't, this could be your first episode watching this show ever. I don't know. Maybe it's your first episode. If it is, we do a giveaway every single episode, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
And tell them how they could sign up for a giveaway.
Go to the art website. Go to chewedupshow.com. And also, while you're at it, just subscribe to our YouTube channel. You're going to love it.
You're going to love it. You know what else? This looks perfect, Clara. What I love about how you did the scallopini here is, you know, when you're doing a whole roast turkey, obviously, like, people are always so worried about overcooking it, undercooking it. Like, this really protects you on both of those things. So when you have this thin scallopini like this, you could cook it very quickly and it's gonna be juicy.
Yes.
Life is good.
You don't have to worry about overcooking it. I love this. Oh my gosh, it's so good.
So good.
So good.
So good. Oh my God, look at that. Come on, let's do the double. Sorry, y'all. Come on. Yeah, just eat off the board.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah.
Can I do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we can totally do that.
Get a little runner, CK.
A little runner.
A little runner.
Oh, wow. It's so perfectly seasoned.
Look at this fold situation. Matthew, you're going to be very happy. Even if your Lions lose, you're going to have Carla's turkey.
He can't eat because he has gout.
Oh, man.
Sorry, y'all. You know if you're out there with gout, you can't have turkey.
Really?
Is that true?
Uh-huh.
I thought you can't have rich foods.
It's the turkey and the something in there.
Oh, something in the turkey. Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Makes you take a nap and gives you gout. Now I know why I like the sides. you ever see those things pop up on Instagram that just make you sad inside? Like, I saw one today, like, two things. I'm a lover of peanut butter. And they showed this whole bowl of popcorn. And they go, you know, this bowl of popcorn has 1/10 of the calories is this, and they show a teaspoon of peanut butter. I wanted to like jump off a cliff. And then someone was eating a Whopper.
Oh, yeah.
A Whopper. And they said, this has half as many calories as French onion dip. I'm like, how can I ever eat another potato chip now?
I know. There's too much information. Can I tell you right now? We don't need to know all of this shit.
Yeah.
There's too much information out there. It's too much for our little brains to comprehend.
Right.
And everything is just based on like scaring the crap out of you.
Yeah.
So don't even watch. Oh, this is
turkey good. Doesn't give you gout. Don't worry. Just eat a bunch of
it. No, it doesn't give you gout, but if you have gout, don't eat it.
Oh, got it. Oh.
y'all.
Fan giveaway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick, can't we just enjoy our turkey first?
Okay, yeah. So we're giving, so the board is the giveaway.
Yes.
Yes. This beautiful, beautiful cutting board is today's giveaway. We all love it.
We do love it.
And we're excited to give it to one of you. And I'm going to choose the winner from the giant bucket of names.
But it's the other thing. Caraway's been very good to us. All the cookware you see, it was caraway.
Mm-hmm.
We got the disco lights going. Nick's
we didn't pay our bill. Oh, yeah, we did. They got it wrong.
We need one more sponsor. Now we're good. Caraway gave us all these beautiful knives, the pots and pans, and the boards.
Yes.
So they've been a great supplier.
Oh, yeah. Caraway is awesome. We love their stuff. We all use their stuff at home.
We use it at home.
It's great. The winner is...
Don't raise the last name.
Guess what? She didn't even put her last name.
They took them off.
It's Christina from Waterbury, Connecticut.
Oh!
Christina, you're super lucky. Clinton's going to drop this off himself on Thanksgiving.
100%.
Dressed as a turkey.
He's going to drop off this board with a little piece of turkey on it.
You can lick the juice off of it.
Clinton in a turkey outfit with, he'll be limping because he's got the gout.
Oh, my God.
And then he'll bring to the board. Kurt Gowdy.
Congratulations, Christina. I can't stop eating this turkey, Carla. This is fantastic.
And it's so easy and so fast. And it tastes like Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Super juicy.
All right, look, it is time for us to go. We have something we want to say before we leave you. Have a very happy Thanksgiving. Yeah. We enjoy your company so much. We enjoy making this for you. Mm-hmm. Thanks for thinking of us at any part of your day when you're like, let me check in with those chewed up ding-dongs and see what's going on. We love you.
And also, too, everybody remember, like a lot of people on comments are like, oh, I missed the show Wednesday. You could go back on YouTube and watch them anytime you want, whenever you want, previous shows, current shows, it doesn't matter. So.
Yeah.
Don't stress if you.
They're all there. They're just waiting for you on the internet. We're hanging out, waiting for you on the internet. Scary.
Yeah, call us. Bye.
Have a happy Thanksgiving,
everybody.
Chewed up. Thanks for watching Chewed Up, and thanks to our sponsors for making the show possible: Casa Mara Club, Caraway, Frontgate, and special thanks to Canopy by Hilton for supporting our show. New episodes drop every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To subscribe, snag recipes, and dig into all the extra fun, head to chewedupshow.com or watch and click subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now go make a mess in your own kitchen.